Dreamscape presents Death at Devil's Bridge by Robin Page. Narrated by Helen Johns. Chapter 1. Far behind them, Mole, Toad and the Water Rat heard a faint warning hum, like the drone of a distant bee. Glancing back, they saw a small cloud of dust with a dark centre of energy advancing at incredible speed. It was on them. The poop-poop of the horn rang with a brazen shout in their ears, and the magnificent motor car, immense, breath-snatching, passionate, with its pilot tense and hugging his wheel, possessed all earth and air for the fraction of a second, flung an enveloping cloud of dust that blinded and enwrapped them utterly, and then dwindled to a speck in the far distance, changed back into a droning bee once more. Kenneth Graham, The Wind in the Willows. The sky was darkening over Dedham Vale as Bess Girton hitched up her woolen skirt, climbed the stile, and set off along the margin of Dead Man's Meadow. High overhead skittered an early and erratic bat, half blind in the dying light. Higher yet, in the tops of the horse chestnut trees, a few rooks offered somber good nights. Bess tightened her grip on her willow basket. The ominous voices of rooks frightened some, but not her.
"Rusty death a-cawin',"
her neighbour Sally would say, looking up from her knitting when she heard the birds shrieking.
"Sitting in judgment,"
she would add with a shudder, and get up to close the casement.
"Passing a death sentence on some poor lost soul."
But about rooks, Bess knew better. As a girl some 30 years ago, she had kept a rook called Figwort, a sociable bird with a bright, inquisitive eye. She had raised Figwort from a fledgling, and while he grew up to be a mischievous thief, stealing the odd bit of this and that, he was never the least bit malevolent. No, if the melancholy calls of the sleepy rooks in the dying twilight brought anything to Bess's mind, it was an ancient longing that harked back to her childhood. A foolish, reckless wish, Sally would say, and surely quite wicked. Her neighbours in Dedham Village, Bess had learned long ago, were easily affrighted by what they did not understand, and swift to suspect any impulse that seemed out of the ordinary. And this wish was indeed an extraordinary one, at least by village standards. Audacious, intemperate as it might seem to those who did not dare think on such things, Bess wanted to fly.
"And why not, I'd like to know?" she would ask herself truculently. "What's wrong with it?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?